Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Doubtful Canyon by Johnny D. Boggs. Narrated by George Guidel.
Chapter 1. This is the story the albino man told.
You kids ain't never heard the like. Never seen such sights, but I'll swear on every Bible and Shakespeare that what you're about to hear is pure gospel. Burned in my memory it is. Engraved like the etchings on this here pistol of mine. Ain't no way I can forget a minute of it, and I've tried. Tried long and hard for, what, 2 decades or so. Some of it, I mean. Parts of it, though, I just gots to remember. Gots to. Remember every last detail. Ain't no tell for the squeamish, so if you ain't up to it, light a shuck for home. Now, once I get started, I ain't stopping, but if you stay, and if you believe what I'm fixing to tell you, and if you want to share a fortune in gold by helping me find it, well, I'm in the market for some partners, and y'all look to fill the bill. Even you, little girlie. Now, the time I tell about be a whole lot different than the one you be used to. Territory hereabouts is civilized more or less after 20 years. Wasn't no railroad. A body'd be hard-pressed to find even a rail in Texas, I reckon, and nothing down here in New Mexico territory. Even this here town wasn't nothing but cactus and rocks. Wasn't nothing. Nothing but rattlesnakes. And Apaches. Apaches had been at peace with us. Not that you can trust no Apache, and them truces had always been about as shaky as a scared petticoat's hands, but things might have gone different if it hadn't been for the army. Well, not the whole army, just that one fool lieutenant, and those red devils that had taken John Ward's cattle and kidnapped his little boy. So the army goes and sends this snot-nosed kid with about as much experience as you 3 shirt-tails. George Bascom. I'd met the blue belly once. Didn't think much of him, but the army sent him and 60 troopers to Apache Pass, just across the mountains in Arizona territory. It'd been New Mexico territory back then. So Mr. Bascom arranges a little parley with Cochise. You recollect that name? Might be a little afore your time, no? Yeah. I figured y'all may have heard of him. Big chief among the Apaches he was. Big medicine. Bigger medicine than any Apache then or since. Mangas Coloradas, Victorio, Nana, all of them combined. Couldn't match Cochise for bravery, cunning, and savagery. Friendly at the time, Cochise was, but some of those fool high graders down Tucson way had told the fool lieutenant that Cochise was to blame for it all. Cochise, or his Apaches, had raided Mr. Ward's ranch.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?